Gilbert, remind me of your title, please.
I'm the governor and district president of District 14, which encompasses seven clubs from the Tri-Towns, including Timmins, Curtin Lake, Englehart, Shining Tree, Folliot, Iroquois Falls.
Okay, good. The trails, are they officially open yet?
So none of our trails are officially available as of now. However, we have been actively out there grooming, more likely packing the trails to get them ready. Unfortunately, we have lots of areas that has to be packed first, and we don't have the luxury of having a lot of roads. We got to go through a lot of swamps, which we have to bring down the frost on them to get them frozen.
Okay, and we've had a lot of snow the past 5 or 6 days.
We had a bit of snow, which actually is a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing, obviously, to make up the trails, but it's a bad thing to try to get frost into those swamps because it creates too much insulation. So we have to go out there more aggressively to bring down the frost.
Okay, +4 tomorrow, +7 Friday. What kind of concern does that cause?
Well, obviously, we're not going to be going out packing in those particular days. We're going to wait to freeze it at night. So it's a good thing that actually our trails are not officially available because we don't want them to go out there and wreck what we've done so far from those warm days. It looks like it's going to be going back down to negative territory in the next 72 hours. So we're hopeful.
Okay. As tempting as it is, and, you know, people would have gotten new sleds and everything else for Christmas, but what are you asking them right now?
To be careful, obviously, don't venture out into territories that they're unaware of. And their best aspect to find out which trails are available is to go on the OFSC website. They can Google OFSC ITG trails, and the trail will come up and show them exactly which ones they can go into legally.
All right. Anything you want to add?
Once they are on the trails, to please stay on the trails, respect the landowners. Without the landowners, we wouldn't have any of these trails. So it's very important. And obviously, it's a pay system. So without your permit, we don't have the dollars to maintain these trails. So make sure you have your permit. And wish for snow.